We're doing the Chazon Ish Emuna uBitachon, and the Chazon Ish is taking us to really advanced levels of understanding in Judaism. He began very basic, discussing what does it mean Emuna, having a recognition of God in the world. He discussed the hardship which man has living in this world with this constant struggle with a fine line between do I really accept it, don't I accept it? There are questions that I have unanswered. Why is it so obvious that God is running the world? And then he went on to describe the wonderful system we see running around us. And even though it doesn't answer everything, but you cannot ignore the system, the beauty and the symmetry and the system that's running here. And that was his main point as far as the recognition that there's a hand behind it all. From there he went on to Bitachon to explain that the difference between emunah and bitachon is whether one is in a hardship. When things are really tough, that's where a person stands to be challenged as to whether they will stand by their beliefs, what they've developed in their emunah. And bitachon is the ability to hold on to those things in time of in trying times. From there, he went on to a discussion, where does all this lead us? So you have emunah, you have bitachon, what do you do with it? Do you sit around and say, I believe God is running the world, so everything's going to work out right? Or, as he said, you have no guarantee it's going to work out right. But you do have a system that God gave you, and you have a responsibility to learn that system and work within that system. And that's what he's been developing for many, many paragraphs now. The idea that we all have a responsibility to learn Torah and learn halacha and learn the practical applications of this emunah and bitachon. It cannot remain in the abstract. We have a responsibility to actually use this in our lives. God gave us the Torah. He gave us mitzvahs. He gave us a legal system. And then he went on to spell out how difficult that is and how often people run into challenges when the Torah runs contra with their desires, most often in monetary matters. The Torah suddenly says this is permitted or prohibited, or you owe this guy money, or he does not owe you money. And then people will suddenly say, hey, wait a second, maybe this rabbi doesn't understand. Maybe he didn't understand me. It's very tempting and very difficult to hold on to the emunah and bitachon in face of our day-to-day lives, especially when it comes to monetary matters. And so the Chazon Ish developed that responsibility to develop our appreciation for Torah and its application in our day-to-day and monetary matters. And he said that, in fact, it's very hard to develop that appreciation unless you actually study it. To remain in the abstract, to remain a Jew at heart, but not to understand the laws of the Torah, makes it very hard to accept them. We now come on to another point, where the Chazon Ish was working to prove that a Talmid Chacham, a great rabbi, is gauged based on his knowledge of halacha. It's not enough to be great in other areas, to be ethical, to be kind. You have to really know halacha. And it's not only the layman that has to develop his knowledge, it's also the rabbi that's gauged based upon his knowledge of Torah and halacha. And that's the point that he's stressing. So after everything we've discussed, the Chazon Ish writes, we're on page Lamed Dalet in this edition, the 23rd section of the third chapter. We are faced with the following question. Madino shel talmid chacham. What is the halacha of a talmid chacham? Uma shmo doresh mimenu. What does that title actually demand of him? If he has the title talmid chacham. Ma umauto, what is the essence of a talmid chacham? Uvame kocho gadol. What gives him such strength? V'hine bidvarim k'tzarim, eskil ramaz al yoredasim an ramag sif bet. In short words, the Ramar of Moshe Isserlish, in his commentary on the Codex and Shulchan Aruch, the Ramar, in a few short words, Latzeg et tmunato ha-me'ira b'kanei hoda, succeeded in presenting the picture that gives such a clear picture in its glory. V'zel shono sham. Now here is what the Ramar writes in Yoredeya. Sheyodeh lisa veliten b'torah. A Talmid Chacham is one who knows the to and fro of Torah. He knows how to discuss and handle the battle of Torah. We know Torah is like commerce. There's a to and fro. There's a back and forth. Umevin midato berov hamkomot haTalmud uperushav. And he alone can learn and understand in most places of Talmud and its commentaries, uvepiskei ha-geonim, and in the rulings of the great sages, the Geonim. So that's the Rama's description. What is a Talmud Chacham? One who can learn Torah, understand Torah, deal in Torah, and in most places of Shas and the Poskim, he could learn and understand. Nevuah the Shem Talmid Chacham, Haynu Chacham Gadol Ba'anacha. It's understood that the name Talmud Chacham is someone who's very smart in the area of halacha. Hayodeat omek hamasah umatan shel halacha al pi hamkubal biyadenu midor dor. He has to have the depth of understanding of the to and fro of halacha based on our tradition for generations. Velamad rov mekomot haTalmud. He has to have learned most of the Talmud. Ve'imeino chacham bezeh. And if he's not smart in this area, av shelamad agadav sifrei ira. Even though he's learned all kinds of midrashim, he can give fantastic speeches because he knows the stories of Chazal. He's learned different books on ethics, so he can give arousing sermons. Kol sheino yodea lisav liten b'alacha berov mikol mot haTalmud al pi haPoskim. Whoever does not know how to deal in halacha in most places of Talmud, based on the rulings of the ancient rabbis, and no bichlal talmid chacham. So then he does not get that title. He is not included in the title Talmid Chacham. Ve'nadin potero mitashlumei meches af shetorto umanuto kamvua barama sham. And even though we have a special allowance for taxes of a Talmid Chacham, if he has not attained that level, it doesn't matter that he's learning Torah all day. He does not get that allowance. He does not get that leniency in the taxes. Just like we have a leniency in Arnona today, you pay the communal tax, Arnona, for the basic services in the community. So there's an allowance for different people if you have a certain income. So they give you a cut in the Arnona fee. If you've just made Aliyah, they give you a cut in the Arnona fee. So there was a cut for a person who's a Talmud Chacham. Well, it's not enough that he's learning all day, and it's not enough that he knows books of ethics and books of philosophy. If he doesn't know halacha, he doesn't get that cut. That's what the Rama is discussing there. וגם שלמה המלך קרוא הקדוש ברוך הוא חכם. You know when Shlomo gets the title of חכם? בשעה שתיקן עירובין ונטילת ידיים. When he instituted Eruv, that was an institution of Shlomo HaMelech, the Talmud tells us, and Netilas Yadayim, a rabbinic institution of washing our hands prior to eating holy foods. שוסיף בתורה חוכמת התורה כלולה בלכות עירובין ונטילת ידיים. He added in the Torah this wisdom that stems from the Torah, as the Talmud says in Eruvin, b'shah shetiken Shlomo Eruvin v'netilat yadayim. The Talmud clearly says when Shlomo instituted these two rabbinic institutions of Eruv and washing hands, yastabat kol v'amra, a heavenly voice came out and said, benim chacham libecha yismach libi gamani. Son, if your heart has turned wise, so then my heart is happy as well. So the Talmud clearly says, when was Shlomo called smart? When he made rabbinic institutions in halacha. Ve'amar, and the Talmud says in Tractate of Avodah Zarah, arevim alai divrei dodecha. It says, kitovim dodecha miyayin, the verse in Song of Song says. So the Talmud derives from there that God says, I like the words of my beloved, meaning the words of the sages, the rabbinic institutions, yotel miyayinah shel Torah, more than the wine of Torah. Ve'ayinu shosifu chachamim gzerot. That's referring to the rabbis' additions of rabbinic institutions, prohibitions. There are many areas where the rabbis established things that require a lot of depth. That's what they did when they made their rabbinic institutions. So he says the Jewish people are taking pride that that's what's sweet to us. That we have leaders who are so learned in Torah, they can make rabbinic institutions. So in this segment, the Chazon Ish explained, a rabbi is gauged, a Talmid Chacham is gauged based on his knowledge of halacha, his capabilities of knowing the ins and outs of the to and fro of halacha. Without that, the other knowledge doesn't give him the title of Talmid Chacham. And even in King Solomon, we see he was called Chacham, when he exhibited his knowledge of halacha and expanding and in making rabbinic institutions. And that's what the people of Israel at large say, that what's sweet to us in Torah is the rabbinic institutions. So again, the rabbi's responsibility is his knowledge of halacha. The Chazon Ish is evolving from the original discussion of every Jew's responsibility to know halacha to the Talmid Chacham's responsibility to know halacha.